Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Roman Show, May 14th, 2015, and this episode, we bring you a 17-year-old girl who is defying the gender stereotypes, and Kimberly of WWN is ready to defend her tag titles alongside her partner as the Cherry Bombs are in action this weekend. This plus much more on The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go. Fire.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Light.
Calm.
We're go. Light.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell you.
Go.
Control. FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Recovery,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is The Roman Show, May 14th, 2015. We have a stacked lineup for you today. WWN's Kimberly is joining us in just a few. She'll be talking about defending her tag titles alongside her tag team partner, Cherry Bomb. They both make up the Kimber Bombs. And they are going to be defending it against the legendary of Brandywine and Malia Hosaka with Leilani Kai. And that's going to take place this weekend, May 15th. Bell time is 9 p.m. in Huber City, Florida. And that's Shine Wrestling as it presents Shine 27. So the Kimber Bombs will be putting the tag titles on the line this weekend. And in fact, let's stop talking. Let's go ahead and welcome Kimberly into the Roman Show. How are you, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely awesome. Thanks for joining us here on the program as you are getting ready to defend your titles this weekend alongside your tag team partner, Cherry Bomb. Now, I got an opportunity to see some of your interviews there with our good friend Trevin Adams on YouTube, and you guys were setting up the pace out there. How are we feeling going into this weekend as you're going to defend your title against the legendary Brandywine and Malia Hosaka, which you have battled in the past?
You know, both of us, Bombs and I, are feeling very confident going into this weekend. Like you said, it's not our first time tangling with Brandywine and Malia. And we know what we're getting ourselves into, and we're aware that there is more of them out there than there is of us because they do have Leilani Kai, and whether they like to admit it or not, they have Thunder Kitty pulling for them, too, that likes to get involved. So we know going into it that we have all those factors to be aware of as well. So we know what we're getting into, and we're going to keep our titles. I'm not ready to let it go. I want to keep my belt.
Absolutely. And Kimberly, I want to welcome everyone that's listening and listening to this interview, because if you haven't had the chance to watch Shine Wrestling, I don't know what you guys are doing. As a professional wrestling fan, you should go in and watch WWNLive.com. They're going to be streaming in an HD May 15th. And the action that you ladies put is incredible. You can't find this anywhere else, literally.
No, not at all. I mean, it's one of the top, if not the one of the two or three top women's companies in North America. Like, definitely should be checking it out.
Yeah, I saw that. I can't remember her name right now, but they threw her off from like the second floor onto the. It was crazy
Sue
stuff.
Young. That was the last show.
That was Sue Young.
Yes, yeah, Sue Young got thrown off and Leva Bates jumped off. So,
wow.
Lots of craziness going on.
Look at that. And Leva Bates, who has been in NXT under a blue pants. But just to see some of the action that you see here and Shine Wrestling. Now, tell me about your journey with the tag team that you are in, the Cherry Bomb, because you recently won the tag titles. How has it been working alongside for quite some time out here with your tag team partner, Cherry Bomb? How do you guys work together? Are there challenges between both of you guys? Or both of you guys are on the same page when it comes to wrestling inside the ring?
You know, Bombs and I becoming a team was just one of those things that was a beautiful accident. We were just put together it was a singles match, actually. It was the first time we ever tagged together. It was the WrestleCon in New York and New Jersey, that one. So a couple years back now, that was the first time we ever tagged together, and we just clicked right from the beginning and continued to tag from there on, and then quickly took over tag wrestling, women's tag wrestling. And, you know, I couldn't ask for a better tag partner. She's great. She's my best friend. We talk all the time, and I would work with her, and if I could, every single week, day, every day.
You know, Kimberly, something that Shine allows to give the opportunity to fans to watch is women's tag team wrestling. I mean, when was the last time you saw that? It's been some time. And especially when
you put a
title on the line. Why do you think is that that's missing here on, you know, on the WWEs and the TNAs and all those other promotions? Why don't they do such a thing? I mean, you ladies do a great job at it.
I think just with anything, it's something that's like slowly phasing its way back in. Maybe the women's tag wrestling will start to make an appearance more, just even in independent companies. I'm starting to see more women's tag teams show up because there really aren't many of us to begin with. But it's just another style of wrestling that has its own twist on it that I love. I love singles matches too, but there's just a different flavor when there's another person out there and you have that whole other dynamic of having a partner to work with as well.
Now, Kimberly, you have an interesting story because initially you wanted to be a dancer and you got your degree in dancing as well. And you cite as your inspiration as China. I want to first ask you about China. Why is she your inspiration? We all know her story. She is an adult star and she's been on reality shows and all that.
Well, it's not that, is it? No, I love China because when I was younger, I didn't get to watch much wrestling. It wasn't something I was ever allowed to watch. So the only little bits I would get to watch are if I was over at a friend's house that had it. And I loved it when I did get a chance to. But I always liked Chyna because she could stand up for herself and she could go up against the guys just as easily as she could go up against the women. That was what I liked about Chyna so much.
Yeah, and that's something very upsetting. And I know because of her career that she took after pro wrestling has kind of a dent on her. But you know what? Something that Chyna did is remarkable. She was in the Royal Rumble. She won the Intercontinental title. I mean, despite of her career after wrestling, the woman should be in the WWE Hall of Fame or some sort of Hall of Fame because she did a lot. She did a lot for the females in wrestling. And that's something hopefully with time they can put it in there because she definitely deserves it. Now, about your dancing career. Now, do you still dance on the side from your professional wrestling?
I will teach here and there. I substitute teach dance classes. I don't have one I'm teaching regularly at the moment just because my schedule conflicts with being able to commit and choreograph pieces for the girls and everything that comes with having a class. But so yeah, I still dance, and sometimes around my room by myself. I don't think it's something that ever really leaves you. Dancing's always going to be a part of me, and especially choreography and just that artsy aspect of me and getting it out.
Well, why don't you do me a favor and give Fandango a lesson or two, right?
I could if you need
to. I think they need someone there that really knows how to dance into professional wrestling. I know you had your little venture in Chikara, and we know about Chikara's wrestling, how they bring in some dancing inside the squared circle. But do you happen to use some of the knowledge in dancing into pro wrestling when it comes to coordinating and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. Dance helped me a lot just with footwork, the ability to remember things, picking up movement quickly. I'm very good at watching something and then being able to repeat it back. And just a lot of the even like kind of hierarchy and stuff within dance is kind of the same as it is within wrestling. Like if you were in a pre-performance class before you were doing a show for a dance performance, if you were kind of like a younger girl and a company member came into class but there were no spots left, you would give up your spot and let them stand there type of deal, which is kind of how it works in wrestling too. So, I mean, dance in that sense, I came in knowing a lot when I first started, and just being in good physical condition and being an athlete to begin with too helped me out a lot when I first started.
Well, Kimberly, I want to thank you very much, and I look forward to catching you and your tag team partner to defend your titles against the legendary Brandywine and Malia Hosaka with Leilani Kai. This weekend, Shine Wrestling presents Shine 27. Bell time is 9 p.m. in Yuba City, Florida. If you can't make it, no worries. You can catch the action on WWNLive.com, and they're also on Roku, so they're everywhere. You can't really miss it. Any final words, Kimberly?
Always keep an eye on me on Facebook.com/bombshellKimberly. And then you can also follow me on Twitter or Instagram, which are both @Kimber_Lee90. And that's where you can check out what I'm doing next.
There you go. Follow her. Thanks so much, Kimberly. Appreciate your time and look forward to catching you in action this weekend.
Yep. I'll see you there.
Thank you. Will do. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, great action there with Kimberly, who joined us here live on the program, and she talks again about an upcoming match this weekend. Tag titles on the line, Shine Wrestling. I'm telling you, folks, if you haven't seen the Shine Wrestling action, please do so. You are going to love it. I tell you this as a wrestling fan, as a person who's passionate about professional wrestling, you are going to thank me later. And if you do, tweet me at The Roman Show and thank us. All right, we're going to now segue into Payback. WWN Live have their big show this weekend with Shine's show. But the WWE has their show with Payback. And the main event is a four-way dance for the WWE World Heavyweight title. Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, the champion, and Randy Orton are all involved in this main event. Ironically, it's all the Shield member versus Randy Orton. There's a lot of speculation what is going to occur, including a turn, a heel turn from either Dean Ambrose or Roman Reigns. We don't know yet. However, the WWE.com had a poll asking fans who will most likely win, and they have Seth Rollins retaining his title, followed by Dean Ambrose. I'm going to tell you something right now. Seth Rollins is a great champion. I think he's great so far. He's playing the heel very well. However, if you were to place that title around the waist of Dean Ambrose, I think it would send shockwaves into the world of professional wrestling. This is a guy who is very entertaining. He really reminds me of a Stone Cold. He's walking in there doing whatever the heck he wants. And you know he's going to give you 110%. Let's take a look back at that WrestleMania match where he had, where he was thrown on that ladder. He was broken in half. The guy came back the next day on Raw. I have no idea how he did it, but it just shows you how much heart he has. And although Dean Ambrose doesn't fit your role of a big size, meaty, beefy type of wrestler, Dean Ambrose has what it takes to be a champion. Dean Ambrose can definitely, for wrestling fans, would love it to see a man like Dean Ambrose, a guy that looks like you and me. He's not all buffed up or nothing. He is in shape because we definitely see it, and he has been in shape. You've seen his change in shape in the last couple of months. But give it to Dean Ambrose. See what happens. I think it would definitely send a lot of shockwaves, and a lot of people will be happy because they would not expect that. Roman Reigns, if he wins, well, that's expected. And Randy Orton, well, he's a veteran. Why not? But Dean Ambrose will definitely make a huge impact, and I think he'll have the WWE universe and the pro wrestling universe up on their feet and applauding this move. Dean Ambrose should be a champion, setting up another feud with him and Seth Rollins. And when those guys feuded, it was amazing. So why not? Give it to Dean Ambrose, guys. If you agree with me, tweet me back. Tweet your response. Tweet your opinion. At Roman DH. I'm Rodolfo Roman, your host. So go ahead and I'll go ahead and tweet right back to you. And I'd love to hear your opinion. We'll be right back with four on The Roman Show. Hey guys, if you need an affordable website, all you need to do is visit OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. They are the ones responsible of taking care of the RomanShow.com website. That's OchoaOnline.com. Check them out. Yeah, segue now. You know, this today actually I had the opportunity of visiting a local school down here in South Florida where I had a chance to speak to children about, well, this career of journalism that I do, having the opportunity of interviewing great celebrities and sporting athletes and so much more. And it's amazing how much enthusiasm these kids have. It's amazing that kids as young as 10, 8 are great pianists or great writers, great athletes. I'm really shocked and really impressed. And you are going to be even more shocked when we spoke to 17-year-old. I want you to write this down on your pad there. That's right, a 17-year-old. Tashaya Alo, all the way from Hawaii, has been wrestling pretty much all her life, thanks to her father, and is now trying in judo. And she's been successful at both. In fact, if she is training right now for a tournament and is on the verge of winning two titles on both of these places, these board sports, judo and wrestling. Worldchannel.org followed her path. And it's airing a documentary. You can find that right now. It's streaming for audiences across the nation at no charge. That's worldchannel.org. Visit the website. We're going to go ahead and put the link on our theromanshow.com website. And you can see for yourselves the journey of this young lady who is part Polynesian and is a wrestling phenomenon, along as well as a beast in judo. Could she be the next Ronda Rousey? Well, that's going to have to wait a little bit. But we speak to Ms. Alo, who tells us about her upcoming competition here in The Roman Show. Check it out. Hey, guys, if you need a massage, you're stressed out, massagesandspace.com got you covered. That's massagesandspace.com. Check them out. They are located in Miami, Florida. Massages in Space. I was just there this weekend. Man, do I feel brand new. Check them out. Massagesandspace.com. The conversation now. So, Tashaya, tell me a little bit about yourself. You definitely have this background, this phenomenon. You're only 16 years old, and you're active in judo and in wrestling. Competing, you're on the verge of making a record. How did you get involved with judo and wrestling? Does this run in your family?
For wrestling it does, and I just turned 17 actually in October. So
okay,
For wrestling, it does run in my family. My dad did wrestling, and my grandfather and great grandfather did wrestling. And it all started when me and my sister were fighting over a Hello Kitty pencil, and then we just started wrestling. And my dad took us to wrestling classes and then to tournaments, and we did really well, and we loved it.
So it's you and your sister who both got involved in wrestling. Does she still do wrestling too?
Yeah, she does.
And is she older?
Loves it.
Is she older or younger than you?
I'm the oldest. She's 16. She's 16.
Oh, so she's a year earlier than you. So do you guys train together at times?
Yeah, we train all the time. She's like my partner.
Okay. How does that feel? Because you have your sister who's on the same route as you, who loves the sport of wrestling.
It actually works out perfectly because we both know what we want and we're going to train hard to get to where we want to be.
So knowing that your dad had this history of wrestling, how is he as a dad in practice? Is he a big motivator? Does he push you sometimes when he drops you off in class, or does he train you when you're not with your team?
Yeah, he's basically my other coach. He was my he was also like my coach from when we first started, and he's also my big motivator. Yeah.
And how about judo? What happened with judo? How did you get involved with judo?
We after we started going to wrestling classes, I'm pretty sure my mom thought that judo would be good to help out with it. Mm. And then we started competing, and then it was just supposed to be like a small hobby, but then we really loved it too. So, and then we started competing nationally, and we did well.
So I hear, from what I understand, and again, you're this special that's going to run on the worldchannel.org, and the episode is going to air on the 12th, and then it's going to be streaming on the 13th. I understand that you also compete with guys too, with boys your age, and you're throwing them around too.
Yes, I practice with them. There's a lot of at my school. There's a lot of big boy practices that I have to compete with against.
Does that make you? That makes you a lot stronger though, because
it does. It helps a lot because not all girls are strong like boys are,
mm-hmm.
and they move differently, so it's really good to feel out different bodies.
And at first, though, were you intimidated when you were first going to do this, or were you okay with it from the beginning?
I wasn't intimidated at all, actually. I was actually more excited.
So here you are with the judo and competing in the tournament, and again, they've been filming you, and you're going to be out in this nationally television premiere of an episode that they're going to air. Let's talk about that real quickly.
Okay.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous that you're going to make your debut on national television and it's going to be streamed all over the world?
I actually am a little nervous because, that's my life, and I don't know how people would react and how they would judge and why. That's all. I'm just nervous about that.
When they were filming you, were you nervous that all these cameras are on you when they filmed this documentary?
Was nervous, but more exciting, and it's a different setting, and it was pretty cool.
So what are people going to see here? I'm sure you've probably seen a little sneak preview of it, but what can people expect from this episode?
Well, hopefully people can expect that when you work hard, you can succeed, and to never give up on your dreams, basically, hopefully.
So tell me about this tournament, because you're on the verge of doing something that's going to be breaking a record, holding titles in judo and in wrestling. Tell me a little bit about this competition that you're involved in.
Well, the tournament that was, more important is in a couple of weeks, actually. This tournament didn't go as I planned, mm-hmm. I'm only in high school, and the people I'm challenging, they're seniors.
Wow.
So they'll be like 12 years older than me. So it was a good experience, and I just wasn't used to the different
style.
Style they were wrestling.
Gotcha. So, but this tournament that's coming up, the one where you're going to be able to compete in junior wrestling and get these two titles, when is that going to happen? Where is that going to happen?
It's going to happen, the wrestling is going to happen in Wisconsin,
uh-huh.
and it's going to be the world team trials, and since I came to this tournament, I missed my judo states tournament.
Hmm. Right. Now, how often do you train? Because here you have wrestling, and here you have judo. Do you train judo and wrestling all week long, or do you divide it, you know, one day I'll do judo, one day I do wrestling, or do you just do more wrestling than judo, or the opposite?
Yeah, it depends on what tournament I have first, but usually it'd be two practices a day. One would be wrestling, one would be judo, and if I have a wrestling tournament up, it'd be wrestling Monday, Tuesday, and then judo on Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, I'd have wrestling again.
So you're talking about roughly about two-hour training that you do, aside from you going to school and homework and all that stuff and hanging out with friends and with your family?
I say about 6 hours of training.
Six
total.
Hours? A day or a week?
Actually, 4 hours a day.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so where do you find the time for the homework and the friends?
Well, my school, I have my free periods that we usually, well, you can hang out and
mm-hmm.
stuff. I just finish all of my homework. So after school, I focus all on my sports.
Wow, that is definitely impressive. So I'm going to have to ask you here, aside from your father, who has been a good inspiration to you, who are your role models? I'm going to throw out a name here who's very popular and very well known, and I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. Is she one of your idols by any chance?
Oh, I actually never thought of her as a role model. I think she's a really strong, independent woman. But for me, my role model would be, like, probably Clarissa Chen.
Hmm. Okay.
Cause she's from, mostly because I like wrestling. Wrestling is, like, more, like, Ronda Rousey, she did judo.
Yep.
And that was really awesome, but for judo, the rules changed and everything, so I just got a little bit more pushed to the side of wrestling, and then Clarissa came down, and she helped me a lot, and it was really cool.
Wow. With now, obviously, the popularity of mixed martial arts, have you ever thought that after high school and then after college and your studies, you might enter in mixed martial arts, combining the wrestling and the judo that you know of and then learning other martial arts?
Well, I definitely thought about it, and it's really interesting, and hopefully if I go on the right path that I could lead to that. But I've definitely been thinking about doing that.
And what are your plans in college? What do you plan to study?
I was thinking about majoring in, like, criminology.
Great, great. So there you go. I want to wish you good luck in your upcoming tournaments. And who knows, I might be talking to the future UFC women's title holder one day, and depending what weight class you're going to be. But I want to wish you good luck in your coming tournaments, and thank you so much for speaking to you. And again, I'm looking forward to watching the episode. It's going to be streaming live, and I'm sure the rest of the world is, and you're going to inspire a lot of little girls.
Thank you.
All righty. Nice talking to you. Good luck.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, there you go. To Shai Alo, you can check out the entire documentary right now, worldchannel.org. That is a place you need to go to check out that documentary. I've seen it myself. It's pretty inspiring. Such a young little girl and already kicking butt in wrestling and in judo and beating boys up. Watch out, guys. All right. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, in that interview, Ronda Rousey has released her book, My Fight, Your Fight. Please pick it up. Read it. It's inspiring. We all remember what she did in The Ultimate Fighter, and many people had their opinion on the way she came out on that program. In fact, she's even said herself that she might not even ever do that again. But regardless, reading the book really changes your opinion about Ronda Rousey. She is really a tough girl who has gone through a lot. I'm not going to spoil the beans here, but Ronda Rousey is a person that the reason why she is because of all her experiences. That's why she has a thick skin. So I have a different opinion about this young lady who is kicking butt and is beautiful at the same time. In fact, she was nominated as the most dominant athlete. Come on, you can't get any better than that. She beat out LeBron James at the NBA. Ronda Rousey is definitely setting a standard. Now, she's getting ready for her fight against Beth Correa in Rio. But she was on the Howard Stern show, and Howard brought up the whole Chris Cyborg fight, and Ronda Rousey basically said that, heck, if we had to wait about 5 years for Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, I think that's how long we're going to have to wait for Rousey and Cyborg. She did say that to Cyborg that, yes, she will fight her at any weight, but to fight clean, no steroids. Rousey said that she was not impressed at all with Cyborg's performances, as, yes, Cyborg has been defeated in her Muay Thai. Cyborg was defeated in Muay Thai. So Rousey also said that she has a weak chin, a glass chin. Do you think Rousey has what it takes to defeat Cyborg? Do you think this is Gal and Mayweather of MMA, Rousey and Cyborg? I'd like to hear your opinion. Tweet it at The Roman Show. Is this the MMA version of Pacquiao and Mayweather? I'll tell you this. If it does happen, that fight will bring in a lot of money because everyone finally wants to see both of these ladies wear off inside the octagon. So I hope one day, somehow, some way, we get to see this fight happen. In that book of Ronda Rousey, she goes ahead and speaks about Miesha Tate, one of her opponents that she has faced twice and doesn't like very much, and other situations, including her love life. So she does speak about that.
Okay, everyone. Sorry about that. We had a new situation there with the Wi-Fi. But we were talking about Japan, and the UFC and the Roman Show headed out there. So I want to definitely say that it's a great combination having both the UFC heading out to Japan. And again, the Roman Show will be out there. We'll be visiting Japan, and we're very excited as we will bring you a lot of content from the land of the rising sun. So make sure you tune in to all of our social media accounts and our Block Talk Radio show, because we're going to have exclusive content and you can find only here in the Roman Show. We're going to visit some MMA gyms in Japan and so much more. In fact, we've reached out to some of the fighters, Japanese fighters, that live in the area. And they know, they're aware that the Roman Show will be out there and interviewing some of these guys and following their lives and how they train, which is definitely very different from the United States. And that is something that I personally am looking forward to understanding, the way that these fighters train over there. It's a little different. It's a little different. Also, we have to remember that Japan is home to a ton of martial arts. Jiu-Jitsu came from Japan. Kung Fu, Karate. So much of these martial arts arrived from Japan. So we are going to perhaps see some of these locations which are historical and monumental to martial arts, and we will make sure to bring this to you here on the Roman Show. And again, you can check that out for yourselves here in the podcast and also on our YouTube channel, where we will have exclusive content that you can find. You won't find it anywhere else, folks. This is the Roman Show, and we're going to give you the best that we can, as we will go ahead and bring you the best that we can from Japan. We're going to be visiting Tokyo, Osaka. We're going to be visiting Hiroshima, where we will be assisting or attending a show of NOAH. Well, we all know what NOAH, where a lot of great talent has come from, and you can see some of those guys in action on ROH, some other companies that you have seen. And pretty much we're wrapping up, folks, here, the Roman Show this week. Again, I want to thank everyone for joining us this week. And again, we apologize for the situation we have with the internet. It happened at the time. Can't really fix everything. As we continue to bring you only the best that we can here in the program, with the latest information and the hottest interviews that we can, make sure to visit our website, theromanshow.com. And follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. You can follow me, myself, personally, at Roman DH where we go ahead and, well, interact with you guys. I challenge everyone to talk back to us at some of the questions that was brought upon today, because I like to engage with you guys to hear your opinion as far as, you know, the whole Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg. Is that the MMA version of Pacquiao and Mayweather? So I definitely want to hear that and your opinion. So, guys, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And make sure that you let everyone know about the Roman Show. And we will catch you next week right here when we welcome. Well, we're going to have to keep you posted of who we're going to welcome. But trust me, it'll be a good one. Follow the Roman Show at the Roman Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. And we'll catch you next week, guys. Thanks for tuning in.